Bring the world into your home. East Coast Radio, KZN's.
KZN's number one COVID-19 companion.
Since the emergence of the dreaded coronavirus in February this year and subsequent lockdown in countries across the world, consumers have felt the pinch. According to the results of a Statistics SA survey, 93.2% were very concerned about the possible economic collapse of the country due to the pandemic.
The impact on the global economy has been quite severe and quite sudden. So I think essentially abruptly a lot of the economic activity has come to a halt for many companies globally, and starting with China and then Europe, then America, and then of course we've also been impacted. So what you've seen is almost this like unintentionally coordinated stoppage of economic activity globally, and we are obviously not immune to it, and that's what's been happening. Locally, I think we probably had one of the strictest lockdowns that have been imposed. And as a result, economic activity was essentially non-existent for the month of April.
Binay Sega is a COO of the Intelligent Debt Management Group and says the lockdown has been incredibly difficult financially for people, especially those who are not on the list of essential services providers, with many consumers only earning partial incomes, while others no income at all. South Africans are battling to make ends meet.
Many of them have had to dip into savings if they had it. Many of them had to borrow from family, especially elderly family members who may have had a little bit of money stashed away. Some of them have tapped into the retirement annuity accounts if they can. And I think there's been a massive pooling of resources between family members and even acquaintances from what we can see. People have really been there for each other. But also because we didn't really have the ability to spend our money on many things, especially during the month of April, even today, essentially what you could only buy was food and food items. That also gave a bit of a relief to individuals who are getting less than 100% salary. But I think, you know, especially in metros, we have seen that a lot of people are pooling their resources together, you know, with their close acquaintances or friends or whatever it might be in terms of sharing incomes and so on. That's how they made ends meet for the month of April.
And the level four lockdown is preventing most people from earning a living.
I've also been observing that quite a few people are offering services now. For example, a lot of the home improvement services, you can get a plumber or an electrician or someone to come paint your house, even though that's not really urgent. But I've seen quite a bit of activity on the road. So I think people are, in a way, finding sort of loopholes and, you know, finding ways around being able to earn an income for the month of May.
Coming up, we look at some solutions to the credit crunch, and Binay offers some useful advice. The dreaded coronavirus has triggered what economists fear would be a global recession, and South Africans are part of these consumers facing a financial battle. With the lockdown still on level 4 and most of the country's workforce still at home, debt counselor Binay Sega says consumers are now exploring their debt options.
So we would look at all of their existing debts, how much they're paying for, what type of debt did they have, and we would look at the existing income. In some cases, currently, that income is not fully coming from salary, but there are some people who are earning, let's say, a rental income that they have a tenant. We would look at all of their debts. We would look at the other expenses, what we deem to be necessities, such as money spent on medical aid, or if there is a school that's being paid for, of course, food, transport, all of that. And based on this, we would determine whether the consumer is, technically speaking, over-indebted. Now, over-indebted means your expenses and your debt repayments are more than your income. Therefore, you are unable to meet your debt payment obligations. And that generally is the first step in terms of for the consumer to determine whether they are a candidate for debt review.
What are the repercussions of being under debt review? This is what a lot of people are asking because, you know, through no fault of their own, they now suddenly find themselves without an income and having to explore this option. So do they lose their credit rating?
Yeah, it's an excellent question because it is important to kind of know what you are gaining, but also what you're giving up. And as always, there is a trade-off involved. So consumers get massive relief. And often what we find, Terence, is those who do qualify and proceed counseling normally end up paying a third of what they were paying before on a monthly basis towards debt repayments. What that comes with is the consumer needs to essentially be registered on a database with the National Credit Regulator, which is then fed into the credit bureaus. And that prevents the consumer from taking out new credit as long as they are under debt counseling.
Binay, what is some advice you might have for people who are struggling financially during this time?
My heart goes out to most of our population right now, because I think many people are struggling financially due to a various number of factors. In some cases, it's possible that the consumers can, especially if they have multiple accounts, multiple debt accounts with the same lender, it's possible that they can go to that lender, let's say it's a bank, and then try to negotiate with them, especially during this time, with a relief payment plan over the next few months. That will give you some cash flow relief. There may be some things that you can sell or get rid of or trade with others in this, if trade is allowed, to essentially get rid of some things that you don't necessarily need, and you can make money off of it. A lot of sort of insurance companies are offering opportunities to slim down. If you have something like a DSTV, consider going down a package. It's also a good time to consider other expenses like your cell phone and your internet at home. There are very good bundles that are being offered all the time, and that might be a significant enough expense. Look at your banking fees that you are paying. If you are paying a few hundred rand per month for your banking fees all put together, definitely try to negotiate with the bank to either open a different type of account that doesn't cost you as much, or try to reduce the number of expenses that you have, number of transactions that you have. These are small things, Terrence, that would add up to probably a few thousand rand per month, and that's not something to be laughed at.
Bring the world into your home. East Coast Radio, KZN.
KZN's number one COVID-19 companion.